Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today is Frank Terranova, CEO at Additen Resources. Frank, it's great to meet you. How are you today?
Wonderful, Christine, and thanks for taking the time to have a chat. Thank you.
Of course, it's really great to have you here. Could you give us a quick intro into the company and tell us a bit about Additen's strategy?
Absolutely. Look, Additen is 4 months young. It's been listed on the TSX Ventures Exchange. The strategy is to focus on world-class mineral jurisdictions, primarily gold and copper, and to grow the company very, very quickly. So our philosophy is junior companies, you either grow or you go, and that's the way that we'll go about it.
Your projects are based in Papua New Guinea. What's attractive about mining in this area?
Look, Papua New Guinea has been open for business for probably the last 40 or 50 years. It hosts some of the largest gold and copper projects on the planet. And we found, compared to a number of other jurisdictions, the cost of entry to acquire projects was extremely compelling. So it's a great foundation for our strategy within the Pacific Rim.
So you do have the Feni Gold Project, and you also have two projects on Ferguson Island, Gamita Gold and Wapulo. Could you tell us about the latest advancements you've made on Feni and Wapulo? Understand that you've begun drilling there.
Absolutely. Look, on Feni, the asset, we describe it as our elephant in the jungle. It is a large potential copper porphyry target. It has 650,000 ounces already of gold in an inferred category. And we've just started drilling, and we hope to have some results come our way in the next 3 or 4 weeks. On Ferguson Island, both with our Wapulo and Gamita deposits, we've been drilling at Gamita for the past 4 or 5 weeks, announced some amazing drill results, confirming what we thought was there. And Wapulo, again, the drill rigs have just started turning, and we can't wait to announce some results.
You say some amazing results at Gamita. Can you go a bit further into that?
Look, absolutely. For a largely at surface or a shallow style deposit, to have grades of anywhere from 3 grams, 8 grams, 12 grams, you know, these are world-class intersections. And again, almost sticking out of the ground. So it, you know, when the time comes to develop this asset, I've described that it will be aggressive gardening. It won't be mining as such. So, you know, it's fantastic. We've got a number of results still to release, but so far it's exceeded our expectations.
So a fair amount of programs going on here. How well financed are you to continue these?
Yeah, look, I think our philosophy is you raise money with a specific use of proceeds. Shareholders and investors then know what to expect, because at the end of the day, you can't control the gold price. Unfortunately, you can't control the share price, but you can control what you execute and what you deliver on. So we raised $10 million in February, and basically all of that will largely be earmarked to get us through the most of 2021, including updated resource statements, as well as advancing some scoping and pre-feasibility studies. So we're very disciplined. Each step, there's a hurdle and a gate to get through. If the projects meet those criteria, we continue to spend money. Otherwise, we reassess. But so far, it's been great progress.
That's great to hear. And before I let you go, you mentioned the TSXV listing. The company also began listing its shares on the OTCQB here in New York. So why pursue a Canadian and a US-based listing?
Oh, look, I think we've really honed in, and this is from experience in having been doing this for 25 years, the Northern Hemisphere is extremely deep now for capital. Now, there are a lot more companies, but the pool of capital is enormous. And we've had a wonderful introduction and an element of interest from North American retail shareholders who want to trade on the OTC market. And in Canada, it's been a mix of institutions and broking firms. So I think we can marry the best of both worlds, again, honing in on ultimately procuring capital to advance these projects.
Well, great to learn more about Aditon. Wishing you the best of luck. Frank, thank you so much for the time today.
No worries. Thank you for your time. You have a good day.